Yahoo.com presents Geekcast Radio Artist Spotlight on Daryl Hall and John Oates.
Welcome to Geekcast Radio. I am your host, TFGN Mike, and kicking off the Artist Spotlight for the 80s here in the Music Spotlight, the first episode of Geekcast Radio for 2012 is one of my favorite all-time 80s duos, Hall & Oates. Yes, that's right, folks. I'm going to be flying solo on this one. I guess you could just call me Rodimus Solo. I have always loved Hall & Oates. They have been artists that I can listen to at any time. And in this episode, you're going to find out exactly why. So, we'll be back after this musical interlude. Alright folks, kicking off the Hall & Oates Artist Spotlight, I am going to read their background from Wikipedia. This is the only part that I'm going to actually read off of Wikipedia, but I feel I have to read this to introduce everyone who may not know who Hall & Oates are that may be listening to this. Daryl Franklin Hall, born in Potterstown, Pennsylvania on October 11, 1946, and John William Oates, born April 7, 1949, first met each other at the Adelphi Ballroom in Philadelphia in 1967. At that time they met, each was heading his own musical group, Hall with the Temptones and Oates with the Masters. They were there for band competition when gunfire rang out between two rival gangs, and in trying to escape, they both ran into the same service elevator. On further finding out that they were interested in the same music, that both were attending Philadelphia's Temple University, they started hanging out together on a regular basis and eventually ended up sharing a number of apartments in the city. One of the apartments they shared had Hall & Oates on the mailbox, which is what they ended up using as the duo's name. It would take them another 2 years to form a musical duo, and 3 years after that they signed to Atlantic Records and released their debut album. The two didn't seriously start working together until 1970, after Oates got back from an extended stay in Europe. Now, obviously, myself being born in 1980, I knew nothing of the 1972 to 1980 years of Hall & Oates. I just figure they popped up in the 80s. They became the big bang, big bam boom you know, with the MTV music video breakout and all that, I had no idea at the time that they had had, that their career had started in 1972. I have always been a fan of these guys. As a band, back in the 80s, they were awesome. Not only as a duo, but all the band members that they worked with that helped them create the music that they created. I believe the first album I ever heard from them probably was the H2O album from 1982. I had heard of Voices, the 1980 album, but I don't think I remember. It wasn't until later when the compilation album, Rock and Soul Part 1, came out that I really knew songs from Voices. I do remember Private Eyes, the 1981 album, but H2O, the 1982 album, was really where I kind of got hooked. And by 1984, with Big Bam Boom, I was definitely hooked. Big Bam Boom is probably my favorite Hall & Oates record of all time. It just is. Has solid songs on it. All of the, you know, I can listen to all of Hall & Oates music, and one of the reasons why I think Big Bam Boom really resonates with me so much is because my Aunt Rose and I, we had several things in common when I was a kid. Two of them being that we both loved the Celtics and we both loved Hall & Oates. And Aunt Rose, back in the day, she had a huge crush on Danny Ainge when he was playing for the Celtics. Good old number 44. But at the same time, she also loved Hall & Oates. I remember that either they were going to, her and my Uncle Patrick at the time, when they were married, Aunt Rose has since passed away, when they were married, I believe in 84, they got to go see Hall & Oates live. I think I'm remembering that right. Hopefully my cousin Heather, Pat and Rose's daughter, will be able to correct me on that. But I think in 84 they were going to see Hall & Oates live somewhere in Boston. And I so wanted to go to that. That has always, as a kid and even now, that has always been my dream, is to see Hall & Oates in concert. I love listening to their music as far as the recorded stuff. I love watching their live stuff on, like, Live at the Troubadour, which Shout Factory put out a couple years ago. I love watching them live, but just to have that experience, I think that's one thing throughout my entire life of listening to music, that's the one thing that kind of is missing for me. I've never seen them live, and I would love to. But no, Big Bam Boom was an awesome, awesome album. It's an album that I can listen to over and over and over again. I just absolutely loved it. H2O, Rockin' Soul Part 1, Private Eyes, they're all also very great albums. it's actually funny. I'll have this actually embedded in the post for this episode, but the Behind the Music Remastered episode that they did recently, might have been a couple of years ago. Might have been a few years ago, actually, at this point. Might have been 2005. I'm not exactly sure at this point in time because I'm not looking at the information. But during that time, you know, Hall & Oates was a band that just kind of faded away in the 80s. Like, they had hit the peaks that they wanted to hit, and then nothing. Come to find out, according to the Behind the Music thing, and according to Daryl Hall through that interview, he said that, you know, he felt that they had reached what was their pinnacle of success. And after you reach the top, there's only one place to go, which is down. And he didn't want to do that. He wanted to go out on top. So, you know, they reunited a couple times. In 1986, Daryl put out, I believe, his first solo album. I'm going to have to actually look at this because I want to make sure that I'm correct in the information. But Three Hearts and the Happy Ending Machine was his in 84, he co-wrote and produced with Arthur Baker the single Swept Away for Diana Ross, which reached number 19. On the U.S. R&B and number 3 in the U.S. Dance Club Play. In 85, he performed two songs for the Farm Aid concert in Champaign, Illinois. participated in We Are the World. Actually, both Hall and Oates participated in We Are the World, USA for Africa. Daryl was the one that had the lead. He was the one that had a vocal solo. He also made an album with Dave Stewart that year, Three Hearts and the Happy Ending Machine. He has recorded such solo works as Soul Alone in 1993 and Can't Stop Dreaming in 1996, both of which were received well internationally. Now, Three Hearts and the Happy Ending Machine, that was the first solo album I had heard from Daryl. And it's very funny. I believe in one of my elementary school musicals or variety shows or whatever it was, I don't know. I believe I tried to sing the song Dreamtime from Three Hearts and the Happy Ending Machine. I'm not sure. All as I know is I have a little piece of paper with the Dreamtime lyrics on it, and I don't remember what the hell or why the hell I've got it, but very, very awesome. I don't know. It was the 80s, people. I was a very cheesy kid. I mean, you know, I got an autograph and, you know, got a thumbs-up picture with David Hasselhoff, for crap's sake. You know, after 1984, Hall & Oates really didn't work together as far as actual albums. Their next album after Big Bam Boom was 1988's Ooh Yeah, and 1990's Change of Season was the last album that they really worked on for the next 7 years. A lot of people give Ooh Yeah and Change of Season some flack. By this point in time, by 88 and 90, I thought Hall & Oates disappeared. I didn't know what happened to them. So when I heard Everything Your Heart Desires and Downtown Life and all that stuff from the Ooh Yeah album, I was like, oh, heck yeah, Hall & Oates is back. Awesome. And then nothing for another 2 years. Now, I know nowadays most bands will put an album out every 2, 3, or 4 years apart. So, but back then, I mean, you know, just look at the, you know, look at the Hall & Oates track record. From 1972 to 1990, well, from 1972 to 1984, I should say, they put out an album every year. 1972 had Whole Oats, their first album. 73 had Abandoned Luncheonette. 74 had War Babies. 75 had Daryl Hall and John Oates. 76 had Bigger Than the Both of Us. 77 had Beauty on the Back Street. 78 had Along the Red Ledge. 79 had Ecstatic. 80 was Voices. 81 was Private Eyes. 82 was H2O, 84 was Big Bam Boom. So they put out an album consecutively every year. That's unheard of today. You don't have bands and artists doing that. You know, a band or an artist will put out an album, say, in 2011. They'll go on tour for 2 years, and then by 2013 or 2014, you'll have a new album. So these guys really hit the ground running. I mean, sure that they've had their, you know, I'm not just here to praise them. I know that they've had their failures, but it's a band that I absolutely love, and I've always loved their music. You know, come to find out that Daryl, who was with Sarah Allen at the time, wrote that song Sarah Smile for her. They are no longer together, which, you know, hey, that's their personal choice. And that's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. Back then in the 80s, with me at least for music, I was, like, interested in Daryl Hall and John Oates, the stage performers, the artists, the duo, the music, the songs. I didn't care about what who was married to who or who was having whose baby or who's selling exotic car collections, everything else. I didn't care about that. I cared about the music. And for me, it was just absolutely great, great music. I'm not really sure what else I can say about them because I love these guys so much. Just very, very awesome. And just the simple fact that when Daryl and John got invited to do We Are the World, I mean, that's encompassing a plethora of 80s 70s and 80s artist. I mean, we are the World USA for Africa, as you'll find out in a later episode here in the Artist Spotlight part of the Music Spotlight. That was the biggest super group ever at that time. And two of my favorite artists got involved with that, and that was just awesome. As I said before, Big Bam Boom is probably my favorite Hall & Oates together, you know, as a duo album. I do love Maneater. I do love Rich Girl. I do love Kiss on My List. I do love all those other albums and songs that I grew up with in the 80s. But for me, Big Bam Boom is it. Now I'm going to get into... We're going to take a quick break. We're going to go to another musical interlude. And I'm going to get into each of their solo careers. So we'll be back after this. Now, I'm going to start with John Oates in covering each of their solo careers. The reason why I'm starting with John is because John... I know ChuckDog1999 is going to say that Daryl Hall held John Oates back, but I don't think that was the case. I think the case was John, after, you know, the initial parting of ways with Daryl, led his own life, did his own thing. Granted, John didn't have his first solo album in 2002 until 2002, but I mean, he was just someone that faded into real life. You know, it wasn't something where the celebrity was so big that John Oates had to be everywhere. Do I wish John had put out more work other than the three solo albums that he has? Yes, I wish he would have. But that's just not the case here. You know, and, you know, as I said, ChuckDog1999 is going to say, oh, well, Hall held him back. John performed as the lead vocal on many of Hall & Oates' songs. You know, at least 30 of them. Maybe a few more. Maybe a few less than that. But I'm looking here on Wikipedia, and Hall & Oates songs featuring John Oates on lead vocal. You know, there's tons of stuff from three songs from Abandoned Luncheonette, one song from War Babies, one song from Daryl Hall and John Oates, two songs from Daryl Hall and John Oates, three from Bigger on the Both of Us, three from Ecstatic, three from Voices, one from Private Eyes, two from H2O. You know, there's tons of songs in the Hall & Oates discography that he has sung the lead vocal on. So, no, I don't think Hall held him back in any way. Now, John by himself has released Feng Shui in 2002. He released John Oates Live at the Historic Wheeler Opera House DVD and Bonus Live CD in 2004. He released 1,000 Miles of Life in 2008 and Mississippi Mile in 2011. Now, I have listened to 1,000 Miles of Life and Mississippi Mile. Mississippi Mile is John Oates' tribute to other bands type of thing. You know, it's basically an album of cover songs, but 1,000 Miles of Life is all his original work. Apparently, stuff happened in his real life, and he felt like singing about it. And 1,000 Miles of Life is a very, very good album. I think my only complaint with John Oates' singing is not really his voice, but the fact that half of the songs that I've heard him sing on that are not Hall & Oates songs, that are just him, I can hear more of the backing vocalists than I can him sometimes. It's not all of his songs that do that, but just a lot of the ones that I've heard more of the harmonizing backing vocals. So, you know, while John is an excellent, excellent artist in his own right, and 1,000 Miles of Life is, you know, something that he had to write and something that he feels very good about, I'm sure, as he does all his work, I just don't think that he is, for me, as memorable and as connected as I am with Daryl Hall. But John Oates, in his own right, is a very well-established artist. And I wish him nothing but the best. So we are going to move on to this next musical interlude. Alright, folks, we're going to move on to Daryl Hall and his solo projects. As I said before, the first solo album I heard from Daryl was 1985-86's Three Hearts and the Happy Ending Machine. One of the songs on there that really touched me was Somebody Like You. That song was written in the memory of Jana Allen, Sarah Allen's sister, who passed away from leukemia. And it's just an amazing, amazing song. Daryl has had a very extensive solo career. From, you know, even before Three Hearts and the Heavy Ending Machine, he also did Sacred Songs in 1980. It was originally recorded in 1977. But Three Hearts and the Happy Ending Machine is really where I found him as a solo artist. You also have Soul Alone and Can't Stop Dreamin'. I don't remember hearing any of the songs off of Soul Alone or Can't Stop Dreamin'. I think by that time when those were being released, 1993 and 1996, I had moved on from 80s music. So I can't really speak about those albums. And just at the end of 2011... for the first time in 14 years, Daryl released his fourth or fifth or whatever, you know, however many albums it's been, had released his first solo album in 14 years with Laughing Down Crying. Now, something I do need to talk about here is that while in the middle of recording this album, Daryl's longtime friend and electric guitarist, musician, bassist, Tom T-Bone Walk, had passed away. And by this point in 2010, I had found out that Daryl has his own web show, Live at Daryl's House, where he would bring musicians in and they would just sit there and jam out and have a good time session. Daryl is still doing Live from Daryl's House today. It's actually on TV now with WGN. I believe it's on WGN, and it's on other markets as well. But I love watching Live from Daryl's House because I get to see him work still. He has had John Oates on several episodes. And it's very, very awesome to see how the Hall & Oates or the Daryl Hall songs combine with a band like Finger Eleven or an artist like Rob Thomas or, you know, Todd Rundgren or, you know, someone like that. So it's very, very awesome seeing Daryl do a new episode of Live from Daryl's House once a month. Now, his new album, Laughing Down Crying, is amazing. It's an amazing, amazing listen from front to back. I absolutely love it. Songs off it that I absolutely love are the title track, Laughing Down Crying, Message to Ya, Eyes for You is another good one, Problem for You is another real good one. Daryl Hall has just, you know, been there throughout my entire life, and, well, to this point anyway, and he's someone that I can always listen to. Everything that he puts out so far, I mean, yes, I kind of missed the boat on Soul Alone and Can't Stop Dreaming. I might have to go back and check those albums out, but everything I've heard him do on his live shows, he did an episode with the Goo Goo Dolls lead singer, Johnny Resnick. That was awesome. You know, everything I've heard on that and Laughing Down Crying was just awesome, and I can't wait to hear what Daryl does next. So I know this has kind of been a really, really short episode, but I'm doing this solo, and I don't have anyone to play off of, and I have nothing but praise for Hall and Oates. So I think we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll come back, and I'll close this show out. We'll be back after this.
Hello, nerds. This is Jesse from Rock Sugar, and you're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network. Keep it right here.
But you'll never be strong, 'cause you're a rich girl, and you're going too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You come and hold me, it's you and me forever.
Is this thing on? Oh, goody. Why, hello there. It's your dear old Uncle Joker here. I bet you're asking yourself, what could I be possibly doing here of all places? Well, I'm laughing at the fact that this new podcast presented by GeekCast Radio is called Legends of the Dark Knight. Who the heck knew the bat was so popular? Ugh! Join Steve, Mike, and sometimes Tara for reviews on the greatest DC animated universe cartoon to ever meet Gotham City. So join moi for the talk of the town, or I'll send Captain Clown after you. He gets mighty angry when he doesn't get to have his garbage skull. So put on a nice big smile and join us for the next GeekCast Radio Network podcast, Legends of the Dark Knight.
You can now hear the GeekCast Radio Network while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free use and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. And when you download Stitcher to hear GeekCast Radio, you'll have a chance to win money. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. During registration, hit the promo code box and enter GeekCast Radio, all one word, to get automatically entered to win $100. The latest episodes of the shows will be waiting for you in your favorites. You'll get access to lots of other amazing shows, too. Always available to you on demand, no syncing. It's Stitcher Smart Radio. Don't forget to enter promo code GeekCast Radio when you register.
Shake it up is all that we know. Using bodies up as we go.
before we come back from the commercial break, I'm breaking in here because I forgot something during the discussion, whereas I forgot to mention the Daryl Hall and John Oates Behind the Music collection, wherein that's the first time I heard Do It for Love, which is their album. Do It for Love is the album title for 2003's Hall & Oates album. I loved this song. This song was amazing. The Behind the Music, Daryl Hall and John Oates collection is a great collection. If you want a lot of their number one hits, they've put out multiple collections as well. Very, very awesome. In 2009, they put out Do What You Want, Be What You Are, the music of Hall & Oates. 74-track, 4-CD box set featuring many live unreleased performances and 3 songs recorded prior to when Hall & Oates formed as a duo. So that's another great Greatest Hits compilation collection album. They also have a bunch of live albums as well. Again, I can't say enough good things about both Daryl Hall and John Oates. So now, back to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, I am back, and I'm going to close this out just by saying that Hall & Oates is the greatest selling duo of all time. They are, for me, they are the best musical duo that I know of, and I will always love their old stuff and whatever new stuff that they both put out, whether it's together or individually. Again, as I said in the beginning of the show, one of the reasons why Hall & Oates has such a profound mark on my heart is because of the connection with my Aunt Rose. And every time I hear a Hall & Oates song, I always think of her, and I always will. So before I get too sappy and end up crying on air because of these memories, Hall & Oates, check them out. Check their back catalog out. Check out John Oates's 1,000 Miles of Life. It is a very good album. And make sure you check out Daryl's Laughing Down Crying, the new album from him, and Daryl's live show that he does once a month. New episode once a month. I believe it's every 15th of the month, I think, is when he does those. So, yeah, check out livefromdarylshouse.com. I hope you enjoyed this solo episode of Geekcast Radio. Wish you'll join us next time when Dion the Music Man will be joining me in the special episode under the artist spotlight when we talk about the King of Pop, Michael Jackson. For now, I'm TFG and Mike. Thanks for listening. Until next time.
You've just listened to Geekcast Radio on the Geekcast Radio Network. There are several ways to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. First, visit the website geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on all of our different podcasts. Second, you can rate our show and leave us feedback in iTunes. Third, follow us on Twitter at Geekcast Radio. Fourth, become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/geekcastradio. Call the voicemail line, 502-526-5821. Please remember to tell us the show you are leaving the message for and your name. So until next time, unleash the geek in you.